Sahar Fetrat is a 22-year-old documentary filmmaker from Kabul. She's also an activist for women's rights. And as she told The World's Shirin Jafari, her foray into activism started when she realized the power of a camera.
Sahar Fetrat is running late. The young filmmaker is supposed to meet me here at the opening of a new bookstore in Kabul. But she's still on the set of her latest documentary. So I wait. In an open-air courtyard, a band plays. This place has a kind of hipster vibe, Kabul style. Men with trimmed beards and skinny jeans sip tea. Young women in colorful headscarves and immaculate makeup mingle and chat. After an hour of waiting and people watching, I finally spot Fetrat. She has a boyish style and an infectious grin. Her spiky hair juts out of her loose headscarf. After catching her breath, she tells me how she got her start as a filmmaker. Fetrat was just 15 when she first picked up a camera.
It was a flip camera, a small one. It looked like a cell phone.
She used it to shoot a video for a school project. She and a group of her girlfriends were assigned to record their day-to-day lives.
It's 2011, but I think the image of Afghanistan and Afghan women was always about like oppression and victimhood and other issues, which are really true. But what we did was we showed all the things that we were enjoying living in Kabul.
What started as a school project turned into a series of short documentaries. Over a year, Fetrat shot 6 videos, each about 10 minutes long. She called them Kabul cards. There's this grainy, shaky video where Fetrat is behind the camera, recording her friends as they try on clothes and put on makeup in a shopping mall. There is plenty of talking over each other, hugs and giggles. This is how Fetrat fell in love with filmmaking. At first, it was fun, something she would do with friends when they hung out. But over time, she realized that this piece of technology is powerful.
I mean, for me, it was a very good realization that I can use camera and storytelling to tell the stories of Afghan women.
She started to include social commentaries in her videos. One issue that fired her up was the street harassment she and her friends endured on a daily basis. Here, Fetrat asks a cab driver why he thinks men harass women on the streets. It's their fault, the driver says. When they dress immodestly, they trigger men. Fetrat says she and her friends learned to use their cameras as weapons. The moment men catcalled them on the streets, they'd whip them out and start recording.
We used to hold the camera and tell them, you'll see yourself in TV, and then they would be like really scared, or like some of them would apologize, or some of them would, you know, react differently. But I think that experience itself showed me how empowering holding a camera and being able to tell the stories is.
Fetrat's documentary about street harassment got a lot of attention. So much, in fact, that she was invited to talk about it on national TV. When the host asks Fetrat to talk about her personal experience, she chokes up. Remember, at this point, Fetrat is just 17. Street harassment has taken a serious toll on my well-being, she says. As a young woman, I struggle with this every day. Five years later, Fetrat is a documentary filmmaker, and she refers to herself as a feminist. She dedicates the work that she does to her mother, who passed away last year.
Whenever I think about feminism that I believe in, I think of my mother, who till the day that she passed away, she didn't even know what does feminism mean. But I think the way she lived, the way she carried herself, and the way she brought us up showed me how many feminists were inside her.
This fall, Sahar Fetrat is off to Budapest, Hungary, where she begins a master's degree in gender studies, something she has dreamed of since she was that 15-year-old girl with a flip camera in her hand. For the world, Shirin Jafari, Kabul, Afghanistan.